This is The Hour of St. Francis, featuring Elliot Lewis as the chaplain.
Dear Bernice, I'm writing this letter to keep a promise. I'm glad to do it, because I know it will make you very happy. I'm humbly grateful for having been chosen the bearer of this message, because it's been a great inspiration to me. For the past year, I've been a chaplain on a hospital ship. I've seen many soldiers meet death bravely, but I've never seen anyone face him so completely without fear as did someone you love. I was with Red at the last. He wasn't one of my flock, but the guns of war have a way of knocking down all the fences that separate my sheep from somebody else's. The nurse said that he was restless and wanted to talk. Hello, Red. What'd you get tangled up with?
A tank. Chaplain, I'm not going to make it home.
What do the doctors say?
Nothing. But I can tell just by the way they look at me and the way the nurses all lower their voices when they talk. You can see it too, can't you?
It wouldn't be fair to try and kid you, Red.
I'm not scared. Honest, I'm not. It just kind of gets me trying to figure out what it's going to be like when I go. It can't be like going home because, well, home's a place you've been before.
That's right.
Padre, I've got an awful lot of things I hate to leave. Bernice and the baby. He's just 6 months old, got red hair just like mine. There's my folks. I had it lucky. I guess that's the thing that's making it tough.
You feel as if you're leaving everything behind. Is that it?
Yeah. I've got so much to go back to, that's what makes it hard. I've lived all my life in a swell place, Poppy.
He told me all about his hometown, Bernice. He told me how friendly the people are, how the grocer still puts a bag of candy or a couple of apples in the bag when you pay your bill, and how all the men get together after work to help build a new house or put up a barn that had burned down. He told me how he loved the clean quiet of Sunday mornings when he walked to church with you under the big trees along Cypress Street while all the bells were ringing.
Of course, even if I did get back, things wouldn't be just like they were. A lot of the gang wouldn't be there. Ray Kennedy, Billy Williams, Doc Holloway. I wouldn't be here now if it wasn't for Doc. He always kind of looked after me.
He must have been a great fellow.
Oh, they don't come any better. He tried to take care of us over there, too. The four of us went out on patrol. We got cut off from our company. We spent 2 days just wandering around trying to get back. Doc and Ray were in the lead, carrying a bazooka.
If we can just make it to that clump of trees, I think...
Where'd that come from? I don't see anything.
Look, coming out from behind those trees, the tank.
Let's get out of here. Billy! Doc, they got Billy!
Ray, load up this bazooka. I'm going to take a shot at those buzzards. Red, you go roll into that ditch.
I will not.
Roll before I brain you. You can't fight a tank with a rifle. You ready, Ray?
Yep.
Let her go. She's still coming. Load up again, Ray. Yep.
Doc! Doc, you hurt, Doc! Doc! Oh! Ray! Doc! I'm hit! Doc! Doc! I finally crawled out of the ditch. I found Doc and the boys, but there wasn't anything I could do. They were still there, only they weren't. There was something that looked just like them. But they were gone. You know what I mean, Padre? Sometimes I think I'm going nuts. Maybe it's a fever or something.
I tried to explain one of the deepest truths of faith, Bernice. I tried to tell Red that what he loved in his hometown, in you, his family, his friends, was the reflection of God. All the things that made him happy, whether it was a neighbor woman coming to do the washing for his sick mother, the smell of new grass in the springtime, the look on your face as you tucked his own son into bed, all these were one with the tenderness and the beauty and the infinite love of God. I told him that after all, life here is not our real or our only life. It's only a beginning, a promise of something better. Just like a baby's first toddling steps, which will eventually turn into the stride of a man. All the fleeting moments of happiness that we have known, all the half-joys that for a few moments lift us above our dull routine, all these will be separated and molded into one bright and shining happiness that will last forever. It's hard to put a truth as big as that into a few quick words. But Red understood.
I get you. Life here is sort of like a front porch.
That's right, Red. It's like an entrance.
Yeah, just like standing on the porch, and there's a party going on inside. And the shades are down, but you can see lights and the shadows of people. You can hear the music. I've done that a lot of times.
Then somebody opens the door.
Yeah. Thinking about it that way makes things a lot easier, only I'm not scared, but then I get to kind of wondering about God.
Reb, do you think a lot of your dad?
Oh, I sure do. My dad's a real pal. He was kind of slow and steady. You could always bet on him. I never saw him get mad. We'd stand right up and sass him, and he'd never say a word. He'd just keep puffing on his pipe and looking straight at us, and you'd start thinking how swell he was and how much he'd done. What a rotten way it was to talk to a grand guy like him. And you'd try to say, "I'm sorry," and the words would kind of stick, and he'd just say, "Oh, forget it. And don't try it again."
Red, you're going to feel right at home with God.
What do you mean, Padre?
God's going to remind you of your dad. Everything swell about your father, his kindness, his strength, his forgiving spirit, you'll find again in God. It's really your father who's waiting for you. Bernice, I hesitated about telling you what he said next, but I think I should because of your part in it. I think you should know what a wonderful thing you did for Red. When he told me about it, his words came slow and hard.
Padre, does God forgive people the way my dad used to?
He sure does. The minute we're really sorry.
I've been kind of worried. I've done some things.
Everybody has, Red.
Well, there was one thing. I don't know how I ever could have done it to Bernice.
Little Red's mother?
Yeah. He's just 6 months old. And he's got hair just like mine. Well, Bernice and me were coming home from a dance. We'd been engaged about 2 months. I knew how lucky I was. Bernice is so darn good. She's lots of fun. She's always laughing, but she never fooled around like a lot of the other girls. You know what I mean?
I've met both kinds.
Well, at the dance, I got pretty high, and on the way home, I tried... Well, high or not, I knew it was wrong. Next morning, all I wanted to do was go down to the lake and jump in. I did get as far as the lot in back of the house, and I just sat there in a tree stump. There was snow on the ground, and I was in my shirt sleeves, and I sat there shivering. Then I heard Bernice coming. I couldn't look up.
Red, you'll get your death of cold sitting out here.
Huh?
You better go in now.
Bernice, honey, last night I must have gone crazy.
Forget it, Red. Better go in the house. Remember, you're coming over for supper tonight. Mother's got something special.
Padre, she never said a word about that night, and she never has. But it's kind of haunted me. Not just because of Bernice. We were engaged, and she was sort of, well, given to me already. But God sent her to me. She was the most wonderful thing I ever had. It was like, well, maybe you'd say God trusted me to take care of her. Men are sort of supposed to take care of women, and then I...
I know what you mean. All your life long, God has been good to you. Then you almost ruined the most delicate and fragile thing he ever gave you. You betrayed a trust. But you'd never do it again.
I'll say not. It's too hard to live with.
Then you can be sure that God won't let it stand between him and you. God isn't like people, Red. He doesn't hold grudges. The minute you apologize and say, I'm sorry, and mean it, he wipes everything off the slate and you start over again clean.
I am sorry.
Then you can forget all about it.
Thanks, Padre.
He was quiet for a long time. I thanked God, as he did, that you had understood that night. Maybe Red never had much schooling, Bernice, but he'd learned what I think is life's greatest lesson. To be really sorry means never again. Then he spoke about you.
It's going to be tough on Bernice, Padre. I keep thinking about the last thing she said to me. She came down to the station with a baby. Goodbye, honey.
Goodbye, Red. Be careful.
Hey, let me hold him a minute. Oh, gosh, he's getting heavy. Goodbye, big fellow, old redhead. Give me another kiss, honey. Goodbye. Take care of the big fellow, will you?
Goodbye, Red. I'll be waiting for you. No matter how long it takes, I'll be waiting for you.
Looks like we'll have to change that, Red. You'll be waiting for her to come home. Heaven's her real home too, Red. It's the only place any of us belong.
It looks like that's the way God has things figured out. Padre, will you write to Bernice and tell her that?
Anything you say, Red.
Tell her it's just like I got a new job in a better town. Tell her I've gone ahead to get things ready. It's going to be swell. She's got a lot to look forward to. Tell her I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting for her.
That was the last thing he said, Bernice. I'll be waiting for her. He went quickly and quietly with a smile on his lips, as if he already saw what lay ahead. Bernice, Red is still as near to you as someone who's just stepped into another room out of your sight for a minute. You'll miss him, of course. You'll think of the way he had of closing his eyes when he smiled, the little faces he made every time somebody joked about his hair, the clumsy, half-frightened way he had of holding his child. Red doesn't want you to forget these things, Bernice, but he wants you to remember this especially. He's only gone a little way ahead, and he's waiting for you.
This episode of The Hour of St. Francis, entitled I'll Be Waiting For You, featured Elliot Lewis as the chaplain and was brought to you by the Third Order of St. Francis, whose members pray, Lord, make me an instrument of thy peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. Amen. If you know anyone who would be interested in a copy of this program, write to the Hour of St. Francis in care of the station to which you have been listening.